This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chillin with two N's. I want to say hi to John Sapacetti. Everybody say hi to John.
Hi, John.
Sapacetti.
Hi, John. Sapacetti.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
Great name.
Yeah. Environmental news. The Trumps met with former Vice President Al Gore. The last time I thought Trump talked about climate change, he said it was a hoax invented by the Chinese. But... so, and then the Carson appointment is to Health and Human Services. That's nice. So here we go. Or is it HUD?
It's actually not Health and Human Services. It's HUD, yeah.
Why wouldn't he have done Health and Human Services?
What does he know about housing and urban development?
Well, he's a smart guy, and he's a problem solver. That's by nature what neurosurgeons do. But I don't really understand this one. Tom Price got the position for Health and Human Services. He's an excellent candidate because he actually has a plan. When you hear a bunch of Republicans saying repeal and replace Obamacare, he actually has a plan that would replace Obamacare. So that's why Tom Price got the Health and Human Services position. I'm still not sure why Ben Carson wouldn't be like Surgeon General or something like that. But
yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure he's smart. I mean, he's a smart guy. He can figure it out, I guess.
Other environmental news. You've heard us talking about the barrier reef, the Great Barrier Reef being in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Australian government says they're going to spend $1.3 billion over the next few years to fix it. They want to make sure that this is something that a lot of people go to Australia to do. Is go out to the Great Barrier Reef, but it's in a lot of trouble at the moment. The reef has suffered the biggest coral die-off ever. And I don't know whether it's back to global warming, climate change, temperatures.
Well, it's the temperatures of the water. I mean, you can talk about like emissions and all that other stuff, but the one thing that's killing the oceans is the carbon emissions. The amount of carbon in the air is warming the water, and that's what's killing off the coral reef, and that's causing the melting of the icebergs and the floodings and things like that. I mean, this water level's rising.
Not too sure the plastic in the water is doing it much good either.
Nope, right?
All
not
that
at all.
Plastic that we're now finding everywhere. Here's some good news. A coat that transforms into a sleeping bag will be able to keep the homeless warm this winter.
That's a great idea.
The Empowerment Plan hires single parents from Detroit in the homeless areas. They have created positions helping the employees get back on their feet, get a steady paycheck, have a place to live. They have 15,000 coats they're going to share with homeless people around our country and in Canada. They actually make these in that location, right?
They do, and they hire formerly homeless people to make the coats. And I think that's where the design came from. They got a lot of input from the homeless people who now work for them. And they asking questions like, when you were homeless and living on the streets of Detroit in the winter, what did you use to stay warm, and what could you have used to make it better? And that's how this coat was born, which is really interesting. I love organizations that hire to help people transition from homelessness. It's such a big problem, and no one wants to hire them.
Yeah, no, they don't. At this time of year, though, it's especially important for a couple of reasons. A, it's the Christmas season, and B, it's the winter season.
Right.
So a lot of these people wouldn't make it. They don't have some way, in any way you measure, they wouldn't make it because they don't have any money, have any place to stay. These people that freeze to death, Detroit can be a pretty cold place from this time until the end of March, 1st of April. Detroit's not the warmest place in the world. And so these people, and you can say that for every city has its homeless problem. I don't know, though, the last time I checked, more of the best, the most popular place, it seems, in the country for homeless is Santa Monica.
why wouldn't it be? I mean,
they have handouts, there's warm weather.
The weather is nice, the view is gorgeous, they're right on the water.
I used to live in a place that I could walk to the studio on Broadway. And I would literally, I've done this twice in my life, because when I go to work in Los Angeles, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. And so when I used to walk, I would be walking over these people in order to get into, there was a bench on the way, and there were the grass out on Ocean Boulevard. They'd just be sleeping on the grass, which is really an interesting contrast. When I was working in Washington back in the early 90s, I had to walk over people that were asleep on the grates on Pennsylvania Avenue. The studio was
to keep warm,
1800, just two blocks up from the White House, 1800 Pennsylvania Avenue. And I had to literally walk over these people to get into the building, because the building had the exhaust grates were right in front of the building. And that's where the warm air came out of the building that they exchanged with the air, the cool air that was there.
Yeah.
And oh, my God.
You see that in New York City, too,
really?
Where I am.
Oh, yeah.
The subway exhausts are a lot warmer.
But this is the holiday season, so we have a different attitude. I think we do, for the most part. We are more interested in helping. It is I just find, when I think back about the first time I ever gave anything to anybody, was in the holiday season. My mother and I were walking through downtown Framingham. I think I was 5 years old. And there was a homeless man sitting. He had no legs, and he was blind. And he was sitting on the, I remember like it was yesterday, in front of the Woolworths store. And he was just sitting there asking for money. And I looked at him, and I burst into tears. And I said to my mother, what is that person? I think I said to her, what's that thing? And we went back and gave him a quarter. My mother gave me a quarter to give him. He had a tin cup. I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday, and it was, 65 years ago? Yesterday. I can still see this guy. And
so much. Sorry, Dougie, go ahead.
Well, I think we feel, at this time in my life, and maybe in everybody's life, you think about, I'm now thinking, this is the first time that came into my mind, but I tend to, from now through Christmas, as Jennifer will tell you, Victoria, become more reflective of things. And we all go there, a longing for times gone by. I remember as a child, we used to have, as a matter of fact, I still own the trailer, that when we were kids, we get on this trailer and fill it up with hay, and the Ferguson tractor was hooked up to the hay wagon, and we had lights on it, and we'd go up and down the street, and Christmas Eve, we'd sing Christmas carols, and for all the time I was a kid. So when I took over the farm, I tried to rejuvenate it and try to redo it. Nobody was interested. But
aren't you the one who hates hay rides? I remember we're talking about that.
Not at Halloween, though.
Christmas is all right.
Yeah. So anyway, there was a scientific overview done that now explores the feelings of nostalgia that we all have for the time that went by. And apparently it serves as a very positive function. It improves your mood. It improves your mental outlook on things. There's a new paper that came out this week that illuminates why nostalgia and going back some works. Nostalgia does not cement you in the past, but it actually raises your vitality. It raises your spirit. It makes you feel. Now, I'm more giving. When I think about that man, I want to give to help other people. Nostalgia and what it does for our emotions, even if you're wary of not wanting to feel like I just explained to you, this guy who had no legs and was blind. Yeah, that it scared me when I was five, but now it puts me into a place that makes me more sympathetic is probably the right word for it, but more eager to do things for people who aren't as well off as I am. And That's just me. But don't we all have that sort of feeling in a way this time of year? It's so marvelous.
I mean, that's why so many people do donation drives, because I think just psychologically you look around, this is a time of year where we're reminded about our blessings.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they capitalize on that. But, you know, I think one of the things that just makes me so sad is that the people that we're describing, the people that are out there on the streets, it's not because they don't have anything. I mean, there are a lot of programs, and the people who legitimately lose things take advantage of those programs.
Yes,
I mean, the people that we're talking about
are
the ones that have mental illness and who are sick. And, you know, I'm so hopeful that at some point, and I don't know if it's Trump or whoever it's going to be, somebody needs to start talking about this mental illness problem that's going on in this country, mm-hmm. because it is very serious. No one's addressing it.
Agreed.
It's causing violence among young people.
This guy,
and it's causing homelessness in older people.
We were talking about
horrible.
This guy earlier who went to the same place to have arguments. It was like he was waiting there to stalk people to have some kind of a little road rage or have a fender bender.
Oh, the guy who shot Joe McKnight. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And he's allowed to have a gun, so there you go. Now, it's the first time it was road rage and he punched somebody and wasn't charged, and now he shot Joe McKnight and killed him, so...
Yeah. But these are mentally ill, these are disturbed, these people are insane by definition. What are they doing on the street? What are we, as American citizens and patriots, doing to help these people, whether it's this time of year or any time of year? Those people need help. There are a lot of people getting help that don't need it, don't deserve it. Those people do.
And I'm always about less government, just by nature, but this is one of those things where we need to have some sort of federal... Yeah. I mean, look, I love Ronald Reagan, I love his legacy, but the one thing he did is he took out mental institutions, and that was because they were really bad places. But instead of redoing them and making them good, kind places, they just got rid of them altogether, and that's a problem.
Wasn't a good plan. 19 past the hour with DJ V.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. When looking at all the ridiculous lawsuits that come across my desk every week, I'm often reminded of the old quote attributed to the famous circus promoter P.T. Barnum that goes, "There's a sucker born every minute." But did you know that Barnum never actually said that? Here's the story. In the 1860s, a New York man carved a huge rock to look like a giant human being and claimed he found it buried in the ground. A banker then bought it and began charging the public admission to see what he claimed was a real prehistoric giant. P.T. Barnum then offered to buy it for his circus, but the banker refused, so Barnum made a duplicate and claimed he bought it from the banker. After he started making a fortune, the banker sued him and said of the crowds visiting Barnum's giant, "There's a sucker born every minute." Let's be fair. During the trial, it was revealed that both giants were fakes. The lesson? Don't sue a scammer if you're a scammer, too. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Continuing with our overview of the top 50 songs for Christmas, this one comes in at number 47 when the Jacksons were mini Jacksons. These are the mini Jackson 5, and Santa Claus is coming to town. How many people enjoy this every year? Crank it up there. Oh, that's a great version. Speaking of good, music news around Dolly Parton this week, mostly other than her having a special on NBC and being a part of the lighting. She was very focused on what was going on with the homes near her Dollywood in the Great Smoky Mountains. She's from the Gatlinburg area. Her new My People Fund, providing $1,000 each month to families in the county which has been devastated by the fires there. She shared a video explaining how she wanted to help people to get back on their feet after this disaster. She said, quote, "I've always believed charity begins at home, and my home is something very special. That's why I've asked my Dollywood companies to help me establish the My People Fund." So, as a matter of fact, Dollywood was threatened by the fires this week. She said, "We want to provide a hand up to those families who have lost everything. I know it's been a trying time for my people, and this assistance will help get them back on their feet as well." And so if you're interested, you go to dollywoodfoundation.org, dollywoodfoundation.org, if you would like to give. Next up, musically, Rihanna in the focus.
Yeah, I'm about 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days.
yesterday or the day before, she and Prince Harry were in Barbados. That's where Rihanna comes from. Rihanna, good day. Rihanna. Rihanna? Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Anyway, they were there to spread some awareness for World AIDS Day as well, because that's a big problem in Barbados. It's a big problem in all those islands down there. So the event, Harry and Rihanna both got tested for HIV to show how easy it is. The prince went first for his finger prick. He winced a little bit, as you do. I have when I've gotten that treatment. The test was being administered, and then Rihanna looked a little nervous when it was her turn. But it's a quick test.
Well, Harry kind of played a joke on her. He made a really big dramatic face, so she got scared. She thought it was going to really hurt. And then when
really?
It didn't, yeah, when it didn't, she started teasing. She said, "You really made me think it was going to be bad."
Not so bad. Well, it's just a good example. These people are very helpful when they step up to the, you know, to the plate like this. It's important to do that.
Pretty
All right, do we have that Pitbull music? This is very important we get this done. Everybody's on the edge of this.
Well, we know how much you love Pitbull.
Pitbull, right, exactly. All right, so Pitbull in the news today. He's introduced a new fragrance. Yeah, this is important. I don't know if it smells like his B.O. or not. It's called Pitbull Cuba. For both men and women, he's a Cuban by nationality. And he says, quote, "I'm proud to announce our third fragrance." He said this represented much more than a fragrance. "This is my personal favorite, one step closer to freedom, Cuba Libre. I wanted to pay a sensorial tribute to my family heritage. Cuba's warm, sexy, and vibrant, designed for confident individuals who flirt with the unknown."
Sounds good.
Yeah. Pitbull. What's his real name? Do we know what his real name is?
I do not know offhand. I don't know.
Enjoy this. His real name may be Fidel.
No.
How do you know that?
It's not.
Fidel. All right, so there it is. We've covered a wide gamut of musical news here, folks. 28 past the hour.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
Many farmers have been required to place all buildings as much as 50 feet or more from the edge of their property. We can all understand why potential issues with neighbors lead to such rules in the first place. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we might see them differently. We might realize that the best farm practices often mean putting buildings at the edge of the property, not in the middle. That would also preserve the most open space for us all to enjoy. Every farmer in America understands that, but convincing regulators and politicians is another matter. That's one reason America's founders decided to leave ordinary people free to govern themselves.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You hear.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'll never say never to your wishes. I'll never let you fall. No, no. You always know I'm with me. I'm always on call. When your love's so good, I wanna keep you.
Expediting your way.
another good day. This is the DJB Experience. The show can be followed on Twitter at DJB Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. You can like us on Facebook, too. It's facebook.com/DJB Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. Everybody remember who he is?
Sure.
Facing trials. You don't remember, Victoria?
No. Which one is he?
Okay, he was the guy who deserted.
Right.
And he was a prisoner of war in Afghanistan.
Oh, right.
Remember him?
And then we traded to get him back, five people out of Gitmo for one of him. And then it seemed like there was weird circumstances that he actually ran away and he wasn't captured. I think the thought was that he was captured, but he actually ran away.
Been charged with desertion. Yes.
Yeah.
So his legal team has launched an effort after the election, submitting copies of a clemency application to the president. Let's see. His legal team asked for a preemptive pardon to avoid the trial schedule for next April. They want to beat the clock because they don't think Donald Trump will be too interested in helping Mr. Bergdahl out. As a matter of fact, apparently, I don't remember hearing this, but Trump has, I'm told, frequently lashed out at Bergdahl in rallies here and there, once even doing a pantomime routine, shooting him while calling him a dirty, rotten traitor. Huh. He made it clear he believes Bergdahl ought to have been executed. I don't agree with that, but that's...
there are a lot of weird things that get taken out of context.
Of course.
Trump says a lot of weird things.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Anyway...
But the guy deserted. I mean, I don't know.
So what does he get for that? What does he deserve? If he deserted, if that's really what happened, what should he face? What's if he left his post, he was in Afghanistan. This is back, 10 years ago or 8 years ago or something. He was snatched up by the bad guys. He was in captivity for 5 years. The Army recommended against jail time for him, but a commander later ordered that he be prosecuted in a court-martial. So he could get a life sentence.
I don't know if it's a life sentence, but I feel like there needs to be something. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you put your people, you put the lives of American soldiers that are already in danger, in even more danger, trying to hunt to come find you because you were captured, I'm using air quotes. I mean, yeah, the guy was captured, but he went on his own. I mean, he kind of took off on his own. I mean, is that fair to put your neighbors and your brothers in jeopardy, brothers and sisters? I don't know.
Well... At what point, you see, then you get into this whole philosophical thing about why we were in Afghanistan in the first place.
Yeah, but that's not the argument.
Yeah,
the argument
that's the surface argument, but you can dig deeper into it. Why was he there in the first place? You can go forever. But however far you dig down in this, there still is a ramification here, and it's very difficult to know what the right thing to do is.
I just feel like if we were in a system where there was a draft, I could kind of play this out a little more. Okay, he freaked out. He was drafted in. But this was something that he entered into by choice. And
knowing full well what was going to happen, potentially.
You have a code.
So, Victoria, you agree with Jennifer?
Yeah, to me, yes, there's always a philosophical argument, and, you know, I'm a pacifist and all that, but, you know, if you sign up for the job, you follow the rules. If you break the rules, there's ramifications, especially when lives are on the line. So, you know, the point of being a soldier is to take the philosophy and the individual thinking out of the context. It's supposed to be you follow the chain of command, and that's how lives are saved. So, this guy, I mean, he went AWOL, so, you know, I don't think what he did is defensible.
All right. That's a strong statement, but obviously is the way you feel about it, and I have an argument with it. I don't really know. Because of my antagonism toward the Iraq War and the Afghanistani War, that it continued, I think going into Afghanistan was the smart play after September 11th, but then there were other things afoot that had nothing to do with what really happened September 11th, and we know what the ramifications of that have been almost $4 trillion later, and how many tens of thousands of American lives lost for nothing.
If this was a more, let's say, justifiable war to you, would you have a different stance on this case individually?
Yeah. Yes, I would. There's a study that is out today in the Boston Herald and the Boston Globe on a suit filed last month that names three women and a black man as plaintiffs. They are suing the Massachusetts State Police because the agency passed over women and minority troopers as a regular course. You've heard me say on this program any number of times that Boston is maybe the racist, most racist city in our country. I know we all think that the racism exists in the southern part of our country only. No. Boston
is horrible.
Is a horrible hotbed.
It really is.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah.
And it isn't just blacks and whites, it's Irish against Italian.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like the old-time street wars. Yeah. My father was an orphan, and he was in the Irish gangs, and they used to take chains and knives and go chase the Italians out of the South Boston, tell them to stay in East Boston. And same thing happened. You go to East Boston, Italians do the same thing to the Irish that came from South Boston. And it was the receive. A lot of people today think racism is all about black and white, and it isn't. There are all kinds of ways of expressing racism. The Japanese are the most racist people on the face of the earth. They can't stand anybody who isn't just like them, other than big blonde women. They like big blonde women, but they don't like Chinese people. They don't like Koreans. They don't like Americans. They don't like anybody. And it's so obvious if you get involved in the culture of the country. Anyway, meanwhile, back to this suit here. The suit alleges that a lot of high-ranking and better-paying jobs are never posted. And apparently the Globe Spotlight team has gone into this and found out that that's true. They don't. The white guys on the top, if they take care of the people who they want to see get the jobs, they just give them the jobs. They don't go to civil service. They don't. I mean, I don't know how they've been getting away with this for this long, because there are really stringent rules about that stuff. So all of the jobs, if they do get posted, are filled by white guys, white men, within hours. And most of the time they have less impressive qualifications than women and minority candidates who are trying to get the same jobs. But it doesn't make any difference, because they're black and they're women, and the white guys keep moving up. You talk about an Irish mafia. The Boston police have been nothing but an Irish mafia. And if you don't think that's even a caricature of the city, when the Mark Wahlberg movie comes out, which I think is this Friday, or next Friday, about the Boston Marathon, wait till you see how the cops are all portrayed. They are all portrayed as white Irish guys, because that's pretty much what's there.
Huh.
White Irish guys. The spokesperson for the police say, no, that's not true. We promoted and seek to promote qualified women and officers of color. So these three women stand up and say, okay, look at us. And they apparently are the most qualified.
Seems like it, yeah.
Well, I have a friend who was the police chief here in Framingham for 14 years. He and I
He's the one that got you out of jail when you got arrested, right?
Yes, he is the one who got me out of jail.
What'd you get arrested for? Someone tried to give you a ticket and you refused or something?
Apparently we're going to go off of what I was talking about. We're going
just make it quick.
Street here.
What'd you get arrested for?
I was arrested
for public nudity.
No, I had my clothes on.
You're like, sir, it's not that cold outside.
Yeah, I was driving. I had my farm truck, but I had just put different plates on the truck. It was a commercial plate, and I was supposed to have some kind of a sticker on the truck for the fuel tank. I mean, it's a long, silly story.
Okay.
Anyway,
so
the police guy takes me.
You didn't commit a crime, like a crime.
No, well, I didn't.
That's an infraction.
The police officer looked at my license and came up with, because I was a Framingham resident, he didn't use my driver's license, which was not a Massachusetts license. He used my Social Security number. And I don't know how he found it, frankly. They put in the address that was on the license. They came over there anyway. So they found, allegedly, that I had not served on a jury duty in 1988 or something. And so because I hadn't, I was handcuffed, put in the back of a cruiser, and brought down to the police station. And I was fingerprinted. I was photoshopped, or whatever they do.
Photoshopped.
Whatever they do with it.
In front of the Las Vegas sign, like what?
Yeah, I know, right? Like Flat Stanley.
So then I get put into a cell, and I was there for about 5 minutes. And the guy who was the chief's assistant, great guy named Mike Donnelly, came downstairs and said, "What are you doing in here?"
I said, you ask your guy over there. This is ridiculous. And they said I didn't serve on a jury. I didn't serve. I was the foreman of the jury, and I have a plaque that says that I was the foreman of the jury.
Wow.
So I had to post $50 bond. I waited for 3 hours in the jail with Don Lee Stinton. We were just talking about all kinds of things in town. And then, I was arrested another time, though. The chief came to get me when I was arrested for speeding in Weston, and I went to jail. And the sergeant, when he saw that the chief came to get me, swallowed hard and got me out. But I really wasn't speeding. I had something, there was something they found wrong with the car. I don't remember what it was, but it was no reason to arrest me.
I was going to say, how does anyone get arrested for speeding?
Well, I may have had a bad attitude towards
these
police.
Oh, really?
People get arrested.
Right, exactly.
All I know is calling for something like this. Jen, Doug's not going to be on this morning because he was arrested. What?
Yeah.
The officer did go run and hide, though, when he saw the Framingham police chief come get me out. My one call. I want my one call. And the guy says to me, he keeps saying to me, you better keep quiet, it'll go easier for you. I said, what is it? I'm not arrested for being, I'm not a murderer. Yes, but you committed a serious infraction. Really? And I was speaking, I was asking you questions. Basically, that's what I was doing. I was asking him questions. I said, I want to know if he had his radar gun calibrated. And he didn't even know it.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That was never going to end well, Doug.
I mean, you should have known.
No, it was actually an interesting experience. All right, we better stop all of this stuff. This is Doug Steffen with a word to the wise. Super Beats. It's a name of a product. If I go into the weeds and talk to you about nitrates and what goes on with nitric oxide, you don't really know, nor do you care. All you care is that Super Beats gives your body a charge, an electric charge. It brings your blood pressure to the place it needs to be. It opens up your arteries so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. It's the easiest way to take care of your body without anything other than all natural beets. Put one scoop in some water or a smoothie, and there you are. Super Beets. It'll give you a long life and health guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets by calling 800-655-4183. The key to a healthy life. 800-655-4183 or buy them at DougLikesBeets.com.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctors, bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a mid-size sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of unlimited with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Enjoy unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data starting at $20 per month per line for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. It's the best price for unlimited. You'll never have to worry about running out of data or surprise overage charges again. All on a network that is within 1% reliability of Verizon and AT&T and is better than T-Mobile. So go ahead, watch all your favorite holiday movies and download all your favorite cookie recipes. Don't
let a 1% difference limit your freedom. Live unlimited. Dash to a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Includes lines 3 through 5 free until 1/31/18. After pay, additional $30 per month per line. Prices with auto pay, coverage, and offer not everywhere. For discounted phones, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Limited for video up to 480p. News up to 500 kilobits per second, and games up to 2 megabits per second. Prohibited network use rules apply, and data deprioritization during congestion reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Fromer with us, who is from Fromers.com, home of the Fromers Travel Guide. One of the things we're going to talk about are cruises and what's going on the cruise ships, where the deals are, and a story about Princess Cruises and what has befallen them this week. That's coming right up here.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
All right, 55 past the hour here. We're focused on travel ideas that you can come up with. A good Christmas present would be to give yourself or maybe somebody you love a nice trip someplace. The folks at Princess Cruises probably going to do a little promotion after this one, Pauline. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com is here. They're going to pay a $40 million fine because they're big polluters. We all know that these cruise lines dump all kinds of garbage into the ocean. As a matter of fact, I don't know whether it was here or in another venue. I was talking about this last week, there's so much plastic dumped in the ocean, like a truckload a second, and the fish are beginning to, when you catch them, there's now residue of plastic in fish. So one wonders how much this functions as a deterrent to people wanting to take a Caribbean cruise.
Well, I don't think it acts as much of a deterrent. I mean, there's supposedly an island of plastic floating. It's the size of the island of Manhattan in the middle of the Atlantic.
Yeah.
So this has long been a problem. And to be fair to Princess, it's not the only one that's been hit with these fines. That being said, from the consumer point of view, cruises after camping are probably the best value vacation out there. They're very inexpensive. Partially because not only are they not disposing of their waste properly, but they don't pay their people very well. So one of the hidden things about cruises are you pay one price and then you get on board and you find out, oops, there is a semi-mandatory $15 a day tip that I'm going to have to give. Not that you don't want to give it because these people work very hard, but it should be part of the price. It shouldn't be the surprise that happens when you get on board, I think.
Well, under the circumstances, and I'm glad you brought that up because I do think that there are a lot of problems that ought to be addressed, but whether they affect if you're going to go, there's a certain, let me make a statement and see if you agree. There's a certain clientele that goes on cruises, and I don't mean that to be pejorative, but do you find that the people who are taking these cruises on these huge cruise ships are of a different, there's a good cross section of Americana on them, or is it just one segment of our society that's taking these cruises?
There's as many different types of cruises as there are Americans. You could take a National Geographic cruise, which would take you to the Arctic, and you'd spend all day hiking and doing really adventurous stuff, or you could take a Carnival cruise to the Caribbean and spend all day in hairy chest contests and, you know, guzzling beer. So, it really depends on the cruise you choose.
Mm-hmm. The hairy chest contest?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hairy back contest,
A
belly flop contest, how many ping pong balls you can get into your bathing suit. These are all standard on certain lines.
All right. I've had a rude awakening this week. I'm doing a lot of traveling. I'm going next week down to Florida, then I'm going to Israel, and then I'm going back to Florida, and I'm going to the West Coast. January 2nd, the prices
are nuts. Oh, that's going to be ugly.
Oh, ugly is not the word for it. I don't know how to get around it because there's probably no way to get around it except go on Tuesday if you can instead of Monday, right? They do.
Take some relaxants.
That's a good idea, too. All right, thank you, Pauline. Pauline Frommer, Frommers.com, home of the Frommer's Travel Guide. 50.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
And now-
now three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.